Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Quentin Whedon. The 6th annual Red River Craft Beer Festival will be held in Lawton this weekend. The event is a fundraiser for the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill. And here to talk with us about the event and the Armed Services YMCA is Anthony Valerio, one of the festival's organizing volunteers. Anthony, thanks for coming by.
Hey, not a problem. I'm glad to be here. We need to talk about this.
Absolutely. It's always an enjoyable time for many reasons when it's Red River Craft Beer Festival time. And we always love having folks come and talk with us about it. Tell me what you do with the festival.
Primarily, I'm the one that handles all the social media, but I freelance around town in an IT capacity, so I do know a lot of people in this town. And who I know sort of helps bring certain things to the table. I'm also a bit of a beer aficionado. I do enjoy the good craft, so I know how to gab about some of the beers that will be there. Plus, it's just, I really love doing this. I mean, I've never really volunteered before in my life, and this is just a passion for me. And it's perfect because it benefits the soldier, and plus it benefits all the beer lovers' palates.
Well, and I think being a beer aficionado, it's almost a prerequisite to work with this kind of thing.
Yes, you'll be amazed how many people came in just sort of like, I know Coors, I know Keystone, stuff like that. And now here we are in our 6th year, and it's sort of the same people every year. And their knowledge has grown. Their palate has grown. They know how to taste beers. They know what the beers are. And they've become really knowledgeable about it over time.
Well, as you mentioned, this is the 6th annual festival this year. Tell me about what attendees can expect. How many beers are we going to see this year?
But last count, looking at the list, it's darn near over 200 beers. It's a lot of beer. With the law that changed last year, a lot of new beers have come into Oklahoma. A lot of distributors have a larger amount that they can give off these days. I mean, like, we're going to be getting stuff from Toppling Goliath. Toppling Goliath has never been in Oklahoma, and it will debut here at the Red River Craft Beer Festival. We'll have vendors there. I know Anthony Fontaine and his Lone Wolf t-shirt company will be there. We're also adding spirits this year. We will have a little area set up to where you can sample some fine spirits from in the area. There'll also be a wine garden. That's going to be a nice place to just sit down and have a nice glass of wine and get away from all the riffraff that will be the beer tasting, if you will, because it will be crowded and it will be loud.
Well, beyond allowing more vendors to come in, how else have the changes in alcohol laws affected the festival?
It's just primarily now all the external beer companies to Oklahoma now see that our laws are no longer archaic, so there's just a lot more craft brands that will be there because they've all come to the state. We've never had Dogfish Head before. Now we have Dogfish Head, stuff like that. It's going to be more variety and just tastier beverages for you to sample. And that's the beauty of all this. I mean, you're not there to, you know, pound a bunch of beers. You're there to get to know what it is you might want outside of the craft beer festival.
Who are some of the vendors that attendees can expect to see this weekend?
Oh, well, besides Toppling Goliath and Coop will be there, obviously. Anthem will be there, just to name a few locals. Iron Monk will be there out of Stillwater. They're a wonderful outfit. Russ, Angry Scotsman. Let me tell you something. This is the man. He's the creator. He's the owner. He's the purveyor. And he'll be there. You know, that's just his thing. He likes to be there and interact with the crowd. They also have some of the best shirts to buy. They really do. But aside from all that, their beer is really tasty. Like I said, Angry Scotsman. Make sure you check him out. Say hello to Russ. He's a great guy. Founders, always tried and true with their KBS. That's always my favorite. I go over there and get a couple of samples, you know, because you got to taste it at least three or four times.
And why we're talking about all this today is not just for the excitement and enjoyment of the event itself, but the reason for the event, which is to raise funds to support the Armed Services YMCA and the mission it has in the community. So let's talk about the Armed Services Y and what they do.
I mean, they're just a wonderful nonprofit in the area that supports the community, supports Fort Sill. Think of it as support for all the young soldiers that are out there. You know, there's things like the Soldier's Closet that allows them to come in. And, you know, when I was growing up as an Army brat, we always had the thrift store. You would go in there and you would be able to buy stuff that was necessarily used or whatnot, and it helped make ends meet. Well, you know, the same thing is provided by the Armed Services YMCA here in Lawton Fort Sill area. They also provide some of the best daycare in town. And let me tell you something, you know, with today's military families, daycare is necessary. And I know for a fact there's like a waiting list to get into that place because it's coveted. It's where you want your loved one to be while you're at work or wherever.
All right, let's talk details. The festival is Saturday beginning at 3 p.m.
Yes, Saturday.
At the Great Plains Coliseum.
Tickets are still on sale. If you go to our Facebook page, you will find a link there to the Eventbrite to go get your tickets. Facebook.com/Red River Craft Beer Festival. Real easy, guys. Also, if you go to Eventbrite and just search Red River Craft Beer Festival, it's the only one there. But yeah, we'll have our VIP session from 3 to 5. I recommend being there for VIP, guys. Some of these local Oklahoma craft breweries bring things that will only last the VIP. Very small kegs, very small floggins, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, make sure you be there for the VIP. And if not, hey, come on in for the regular session. That starts at 5 and runs till 8. Trust me, you're going to be able to sample a lot of different beers.
Well, we've had a great conversation today, but like many great conversations, it has moved quickly, and we are actually out of time. Anthony Valerio joining us today to talk about the Red River Craft Beer Festival coming up this weekend. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be another fantastic event.
I think it will be, too. Thank you.
The 6th Annual Red River Craft Beer Festival will be held Saturday, April 27th at the Great Plains Coliseum in Lawton. The VIP portion of the event begins at 3 p.m. and general admission opens at 5 p.m. For more information, including ticket purchase options, visit the event page on Facebook by searching for Red River Craft Beer Festival or find the event directly on Eventbrite. You can also find more information about the event and about the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill by visiting their website at asymca.org/Lawton-Fort-Sill-Home. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.